Often when we're listening to Dharma teachings or reading Dharma books, we come across the phrase, to touch your heart. We should contemplate, we should meditate on the teachings so that they touch our heart, so that they move our mind. What do these phrases mean, to touch our heart, to move our mind? In his book, Mirror of Dharma, Venerable Geshe-la explains that we need to learn to contemplate and meditate at our heart, not just to think things through intellectually, but to take them deep into our heart and contemplate and meditate there. In fact, Venerable Geshe-la often uses the phrase, from your heart, think. And we normally associate thinking with intellectual activity. But in meditation, we need to learn to think at a much deeper level, quietly, from within the heart. If we take the meaning of the teachings to heart and contemplate them sincerely with a good motivation at our heart, our mind mixes with the meaning of those teachings. Our mind mixes with Dharma. In his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, the main purpose of all Lamrim meditations is to transform our mind into the path to enlightenment by bringing about the deepest levels of realization. So by contemplating, meditating at our heart and our mind mixing with the meaning of Dharma, our mind actually becomes Dharma. Our mind becomes the actual path that leads us to enlightenment. This is not just some superficial intellectual understanding or an occasional thought or feeling. This is a deep, heartfelt experience of Dharma which remains with us all the time and informs everything that we do. Geshe-la says, the sign that we have gained perfect realization of any object is that none of our subsequent actions are incompatible with it, and that all of them become more meaningful. For example, when we have gained a perfect realization of compassion, we're never again capable of willingly inflicting harm upon any other living being, and all our subsequent actions are influenced by compassion. So once we gain a realization of compassion, for example, compassion is always in our mind. And although it may not be at the front of our mind, it's always there, influencing the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we act. And so Dharma becomes spontaneous for us, becomes natural for us. In his book, Mirror of Dharma, Venerable Geshe-la says, we should know that if we do not find the object of our meditation has no function. Most of the objects of the following meditations are our own determinations that we generate through sincerely contemplating the meaning of the explanation of the purpose of this meditation. If these determinations come from the depths of our heart, we have found the object of our meditation, and our meditation will then be greatly effective. And later he says, unfortunately, we normally do the opposite. Our determination does not come from our heart, but remains only intellectual or superficial. We are like someone who is pretending. Because the determination that we generate during the meditation does not come from our heart, the moment we arise from meditation, we forget our determination and we ignore our practice. So life is very short, and during this short life, we have very little time for formal meditation. And so it's important that we use this time well to gain deep and lasting experience of Dharma, that it touches our heart, that it moves our mind, that it transforms our mind. Elsewhere, Venerable Geshe-la explains that the key to successful contemplation and meditation at the heart is memorization.
Venerable Geshe-la says, to those who sincerely wish to attain realizations of Kadam Lam Rim, I would like to request, please memorize our precious Lam Rim books, such as Joyful Path of Good Fortune and Modern Buddhism. Through this, if you practice sincerely and continually, you will gain the actual realizations.
So what Venerable Geshe-la is saying is that when we're doing our contemplating and meditating, we're contemplating and meditating the meaning of the Dharma words that we have taken to heart, that we have memorized. It's there in our heart. And just by mentally reciting the words, we gain deeper and deeper experience of them. And then as we contemplate their meaning, and especially applying that meaning to our own lives, our own personal experience, our understanding and experience becomes more and more authentic and more sustained. So there are two great benefits that come from memorizing Dharma. Geshe-la says, we should also know that memorizing Dharma books and ritual prayers or sadhanas that we intend to practice ourselves and to teach others is very important. When we memorize Dharma books and sadhanas, we are storing huge precious jewels of Dharma in the store of our mind. Later, for us, Dharma will come naturally from our mind, day and night, even during sleep. This is because the treasury of our mind will be full of the jewels of Dharma. So if we have done some memorization, we understand exactly what Venerable Geshe-la means here. Internally, we become very rich. We have this great wealth of Dharma in our mind, and it's mixed with our mind. So it naturally arises within our mind, day and night, even during sleep. Dharma thoughts arise. Dharma feelings arise. Dharma decisions arise. And because of this, we have a great opportunity to help others by sharing this precious Dharma with them. Normally, if we have some wealth and we keep giving it away, then our wealth will decrease. Venerable Geshe-la says, when the treasury of our mind is filled with jewels of Dharma, this wealth never decreases. The more we use these jewels, the more they will increase. So Geshe-la says, our own Dharma practice will be greatly effective, and our actions of benefiting others through teaching Dharma will be greatly effective. All of this is my own experience. I hope many people will do the same.